Anish approached me about 18 months ago and has presented last year and this year, and he has been also presenting on our tech division meetings. He's a senior at Pingree, and he's going to share what work he's doing on with this Lui app right now. Hi, Anish. How are you, honey?
Hi, Ms. Degenshine. Thank you so much for that very kind introduction. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. I'm very grateful to be here. So as Ms. Degenshine said, I'm a senior in high school, and about 18 to 24 months ago, I started working with a startup, a social startup that has built an app for the visually impaired. And the unique thing about this app is it is a voice assistant specifically designed for blind and visually impaired individuals. So I'm sure some of you might be familiar with Siri or Google Assistant or Alexa, and how those apps aren't necessarily designed for visually impaired or blind users first and foremost. Well, this app, in the unique way that it functions, which I'm going to demonstrate shortly, is. So it is specifically for blind and visually impaired users, and as a result, it's very easy to use and can open a lot more avenues to use your smartphone on. So let me explain very briefly, and then I will play a video tutorial that I made that kind of demonstrates. So the unique thing about this voice assistant is, whereas something like Siri or Google Assistant or Alexa might, you know, if you say open WhatsApp and send a message, they will only do that singular command, right? So if I say, hey Siri, send a message to whoever, it'll just send the message. But if I say, hey Siri, read me my chats, it won't do it. It'll be like, I opened messages, sorry, goodbye. Same thing with Google Assistant or Alexa. The thing with Lui is it, after it opens the app, it'll continue to walk you through all of the functions. So for example, if I have to say open WhatsApp, it'll open WhatsApp and then it'll start reading all the individual chats. I can select conversations and then it'll read all the messages. You can think of it as kind of a friend sitting next to you. That's actually the impetus for this app. Is the founder, who is visually impaired himself, was sitting down one day with a friend, telling him like how to book an Uber. You know, the friend would ask, what kind of car do you want? He'd say, I want an Uber Black. You know, where do you want to go? This destination, that kind of back and forth. And he basically took that conversation that you might have with another person doing it for you and implemented it in an app. So now all you have to do is kind of dictate and have that conversation with Lui. So the important thing here is that it'll read all of the implicit and explicit options. So even if there's not a button that says delete chat, it'll still know to ask you whether or not you want to delete it. And it's really big on handholding. That's kind of the main driving feature that separates it from other accessibility apps, is handholding and conversing with the user. So it's very natural and easy to use the app. You don't need to do any gestures. The only thing you need is to select things, is you can tap with two fingers anywhere on the device, and everything else is handled by voice. So I'm going to show you, because the app supports WhatsApp, Uber, YouTube, and phone and contacts. So those are kind of like the basics, communication, entertainment, and travel. And of course, more apps are coming. So I'm going to play a quick video of the Uber functionality. So please let me know if you can't hear it, and I'll try and figure it out. Let's start. Hey, Lui.
Hi, Ken. Which app would you like to use? YouTube, or Uber, or WhatsApp?
Uber.
Opening Uber. Say or spell destination, or say multiple stops to start multiple stop booking.
French Embassy. At this stage, Lui prompts me to enter my destination. An important thing to note is that on this screen, Lui also allows you the option to add multiple stops to your Uber ride.
Searching for destination. French Embassy in India, Ambassade de France, and in Shantipat, Chanakipuri. Would you like to select this location? Yes, no, or let's search again.
Yes. One exclusive feature of Lui is that when it is reading the list of rides available for your trip, it reads them from low to high fare in sequential order. This allows you to know which ride is the cheapest without having to do any comparisons in your head. Lui also offers you the option of simply saying the name of the ride that you would like to select.
Let's select a ride reading rides from low to high fare. Photo 169 rupees, 12:07 p.m. Affordable motorcycle rides. Would you like to select this ride? Yes, no, or directly speak the ride name.
Uber Go.
Uber Go 2348 rupees, 12:04 p.m. Affordable compact rides. Select, next, previous, Marcus favorite, and more options.
Select. After you select your ride type, Google will provide a helpful summary of all of your trip details, including your pickup location, destination, ride type, and payment method. From this summary screen, Louie offers you the flexibility to change any one of those four factors.
Your pickup location is DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel Gurgaon, New Delhi NCR. Your destination is French Embassy in India, Ambassade de France and Inn. Payment method. Test payment. Good to go with. Uber Go. Confirm or edit.
Confirm.
Okay, please wait requesting a ride for you. Your booking is confirmed. Your driver is 1 minute away. Driver profile, 5.0 star rating, white Chevrolet Aveo.
If you want to notify your driver of your whereabouts, you can easily do so with Louie's send a message to driver feature on Uber.
Call or message driver, share or cancel ride, go silent or more options.
Message driver.
Speak your message.
I'm standing outside.
Got it. I'm standing outside. Send, rewrite, continue writing or cancel.
Send.
Message sent.
Call driver.
Would you like to make a phone call or free call?
Phone call.
Starting phone call.
Now, I'm going to get into my Uber and start the ride.
Ride ongoing. Heading to Embassy of France. Estimated time of arrival, 12:07. Share trip, add or change destination, emergency call, trip fare, go silent.
Change destination.
Say or spell location to search.
JW Marriott.
Got it. JW Marriott. JW Marriott Hotel, New Delhi, Aero City, New Delhi, Delhi, India. Would you like to select this location? Yes, no, or let's search again.
Yes.
Confirm update.
Confirm. While I was in the Uber ride itself, Louie helped me change my destination.
Ride ongoing. Heading to JW Marriott Hotel, New Delhi, Aero City. Estimated time of arrival, 12 o'clock.
You can also share your ride details with a friend on WhatsApp.
Okay, so I'm going to pause the tutorial right there, but if you notice, there was a very, very long set of actions that I performed. This is what the complete and total end-to-end booking process with an Uber might look like, right? You give the destination, you give your ride type, you know, you pick a car, you check your payment, all these things. So Louie doesn't just book it, which we saw, you know, and ask for all those, that information, and it gave me the option to select. Louie also lets you modify things after you've gotten in the car. This includes, you know, simple things like sending a message to the driver, hey, I'm standing outside in the road, come pick me up. You can call your driver as it showed. You know, you can change the destination once you've gotten in the car. And a really important thing that Louie does do is that it allows you to make an emergency call once you're in your car. All you do is you say, hey, Louie, you know, what, if you're on the Uber screen, it'll open up. It'll be like, do you want to make an emergency call? And you say, yes. This is really important because not only does Louie allow you to book the Uber, find the Uber, and get in the Uber, but it allows you to leave the Uber if necessary. And so it's covering you in all circumstances. So it is making ride sharing and travel a lot safer. And easier for visually impaired users. So one thing I will note for this entire process is I did not touch the phone. I just put it on the table and I talked to it. So that's something really important that Louie does, is you can just talk with it, converse with it, and you know, if it turns off, you just summon it again by saying, hey, Louie. So with that, I will take some questions. I mean, if we have some time at the end, I can also demonstrate the contacts feature, but yeah, if anyone has any questions, I think I have 10 minutes left.
Dana, this is one of the hosts. I just wanted to ask how you spell that, just for clarification.
L-O-U-I-E.
It's like Louis Braille.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Named after Louis Braille.
Excuse me, Jamie, this is Linda. Do you want to hold questions to the end, as you had indicated at the beginning, or do you want to take questions now?
Well, Anish, can you stay with us till 4:15, or do you have to leave for school or anything like that?
I think I have to go at 3:30. However, okay, so, if you have any questions, you can email them to me and I'll be
happy. Well, we have a few minutes. We can take three questions. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to unmute Julius. I'm going to send a request to unmute the individual with the last four digits, 4929. If you could please accept that request, you'll be able to unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Or
alt
wipe
on the computer. Okay,
Julius,
you are on.
Yes, Julius, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I did hear the address or an Indian address. Does it mean it's only applied to people in India? Because I was following up and yeah. And then also, how do you download this? Do you have to go to the apps and download it, or how is it purchased? Two questions in one. Thank you.
Yep. So, great question. So the first thing, the app works anywhere, any country, as long as you have cell service or Wi-Fi. I just happen to use it on an India setting, but no, it is not specific to any country. It works in any country. So it works in the US and all that as well. In regards to downloading it, so yes, it is on the Google Play Store. So right now, the reason I'm bringing this to you all is it is free because it's in beta testing mode. So we have several hundred, I think 2,000 beta testers across the world and I think almost every continent who are, you know, trying to figure out how does Louie work in daily life, and they send us back the feedback and we implement it. So that's what I've, you know, that's why I've worked with Ms. Degenshine and the NFB as well as some other foundations. So yeah, if you want to download it, it's completely free. I can send you the link, because if you search for it on the Google Play Store, it might not show up. But yes, it is a download from the Google Play Store. Very safe, and not stealing your data.
Jamie, the next person with the question who had their hand raised, the last four digits, 4920, you are unmuted, and I'm getting ready to unmute. You said three questions. The next person with the last four digits, 6408, please accept your request to unmute.
Hi, this is Jay Patel. I have a question that it will work for the iPhone, yes or no?
No.
So right now it does not, but...
Oh, okay.
Because they're trying to build out the full Android range and then kind of work it on the iPhone. The way the two smartphones are designed is they're very disparate, so... You know, like something that works on the Android might not necessarily work on the iPhone, so it has to be hard-coded again from scratch. But that is totally in the cards. They do know that the iPhone market for visually impaired users is very large. So once all the kinks are worked out in Android, it'll get to iPhone. So hopefully that will happen very soon.
Jamie, the next person that's been unmuted has the last four digits of 6408. You're unmuted and you have the floor.
Okay, my name is Jerome Roeder. I've never taken Uber before, and if let's say I live in Voorhees, and I want to go to 30th Street Station in Philadelphia. How much do you think that would cost one way?
So Jerome, I'm going to butt in here. Do you have a question specifically about the application? Because we would have no way of knowing unless you downloaded the application Uber and sent in a request for it. So do you have a question for Amish about the application, Louis?
Not really.
Okay, thank you.
We'll
forfeit that one more person. Will B, I've sent you a request to unmute. You can accept the request, and then Jamie, there are more hands up. I don't know if you want any more, but Will B, you are currently unmuted.
Very good.
Awesome. Thank you. I wanted to ask, a lot of problems that I have using Uber app is because they changed things and I'm not aware of it. And I'm just wondering if you guys work, if Louis works with the Uber or the other application developers to make sure that they stay up to date with those changes. And then somehow, maybe through Mac or somebody, I'd like to be able to get the link to that so I can test it out.
Yeah, so I can definitely give you the link or give Ms. Deegan-Chine the link. But in regards to the application updates, so I'm, as like an intern for the past 2 years, I've been in all like the communication channels and WhatsApp chats and stuff like that. And I get so many notifications every day they have a dedicated team of testers full-time with the company. That's all they do. They do that in some like user experience things. What they do is every time a new feature or a new build comes out from the development team, they test it on all of their apps and make sure it's working accordingly. A good percentage of the people in the company use this as their full-time app. So they very closely monitor like the updates to each app, what's happening. You know, if something changes, the development team immediately gets on it. So I can tell you, just based on the sheer number of very annoying WhatsApp notifications I get per day, they are really, really active in testing it daily and making sure that every single like minor bug fix does not change anything, and making sure that it works perfectly in all the apps every time a new, you know, even a minor update is pushed to Lily.
So, okay. Danny, would you like to take one more question?
We'll take one more, and then Anish, after this last question, do you want to share your email address, or would you rather me get them to email me their questions and I'll forward them to you? What would you prefer?
I think if you could forward it,
very good. Okay, so we'll do one more, and then they'll get my email address, and we'll go from there. Go ahead, Ani.
Okay, so it's somebody with the last four digits of 6937, and you might have some slight background noise in there, so be aware that that your noise can be heard by all. Yeah, you have the floor.
Okay, it's Johanna Bacan. My question was answered already if it was used for the iPhone. I tried to take my hand down, but I couldn't.
That's okay. No problem.
Okay.
Hey, Tony here. Can I make a quick comment?
Yes.
Sure. I just want to congratulate Anish on a great product and a very awesome presentation. I think you are brilliant beyond your years. So congratulations.
Thank you, Tony. Anish is a good friend of ours. Tony knows that. He's been on a bunch of technology calls with us. And we just applaud you. You know, you're a senior. You have good vision, and you decided to help the blind community, and that just is a kudos to you. I want to thank you for being here today, and I will get emails from people, and I will forward you them, and you can forward back to me your information, and I'll send it out to whoever sent me the questions, and that's the way we'll work it from here. So just for the sake of this call, my email address is jdegen16@comcast.net. It's also in the agenda, so you'll see it there too. Anish, thank you again very much for your presentation. Keep up the great work and keep me posted on your college situation. I want to know if that reference letter did anything or didn't. You don't even need a reference letter. You'll get in wherever you want, honey.
Oh, you're very kind, Ms. Deegan-Chine. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Ms. Deegan-Chine has been very, very kind to me for the past 2 years. So really appreciate it. I really enjoyed giving this presentation today, and I hope to work with, I'm going to keep working with Louie for as long as I can. I hope to work with the NFB as well.
You got it, babe. You got it. Stay